And we're right in the middle of the hot summertime, and fishing is still good. And Captain Wayne Miller is our reporter this week from the Mobile Tensaw Delta. He's with us right now. How you doing, Wayne?
Doing great. Good to have you back, Joe.
Thanks, Wayne.
Man, I tell you what, I would have loved to have been at ICAST with you. I'm really interested in that Shimano reel. I got to see that, man. I've got people I think can do it.
Man, I said the same thing, but they won, like, you know, the best product of the event and all that, and it was amazing. It's,
man, that really is intriguing there. I'm looking forward to seeing that. So,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, getting back to the fishing here locally, guys, it's really been, even with the hot weather, it's been good. I talked to Alan earlier this morning. I was telling him this past weekend out of Live Oak, we had the benefit tournament for Wayne Cox and Lee Granquist that were involved in the boat accident earlier this year here on the Delta, and had a great turnout, really a fantastic turnout from both Mobile and Pensacola to support it. I had about 75 teams compete. And, just a lot of people always ask about the health of the, the Mobile Delta, the fishery. And even this time of year, as hot as it is, you put that many fishermen out there and the cream's going to come to the top. It's a name that just about everybody in this area knows, a real well-known tournament angler. Keith Dees actually won the event. He pulled out a secret weapon on us, so... him and his son, Huntley, they've started fishing together, and I tell you what, they have just really done well this year, and this is the first big tournament they've won, but they won Saturday with five fish at weight 1670, so almost 17 pounds of bass. As hot as it is right now, is pretty phenomenal catch.
And I tell you what, Keith, that meant a lot to him to win that particular tournament, too. He's a good guy.
Yeah, it really is. Just a great fisherman, well-respected, not only here in the Mobile area, but all over Alabama. I mean, Keith's done really well on ABT and just about every trail he's ever been involved with and fish. So Huntley's got a great teacher, and I think we'll see – continue to see success from that team in the future. A couple of things I was going to mention. The second place team of Ronnie Odom and Dwayne Miller, they actually had the lunker for the event, which was a 5.86 largemouth.
Wow.
And in this tournament, it was brutally hot, guys. I mean, just absolutely, it was really a tough day. But we had three fish over 5 pounds weighed in Saturday.
Well, Wayne, let's talk about that a little bit. I was at another expo this past weekend up in Birmingham, and one of our writers, John Phillips, came by the booth, and he and I were talking, and he's got an article upcoming about Delta bass fishing specifically. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but he was telling me that, the size of bass has really increased in the Delta from I guess the last time he wrote about it. Is that something that you're seeing? Are we seeing bigger fish in the Delta these days?
Yeah, we're seeing a bigger average, Joe, and we're really seeing a lot more, what we would consider, lunker fish, which is, anything 5 pounds and over. The health of the fishery has really improved, and everybody's got their opinions about, what to credit that to, but I think a lot of it just is the simple fact that we've not been hit with a bad hurricane, in a number of years, which has allowed the vegetation to come back in a lot of the lakes in the Delta. And, we're just seeing, just extremely good, healthy fish. We've had some great spawns. And, it's just, you can really, kind of judge that over the years just based on these tournament weights. Yep. And we have steadily over the last 3 years seen the average weight go up on them, as well as the weight that it takes to win the Lunker.
Another reason that I think we've had, you know, the lack of hurricanes is a big factor. Also, we've had consistent spring floods of the Delta, which is important.
Important to the health. You know, I mean, it's as painful as it is for myself and all the other fishermen that, you know, fish as Delta, man, in the springtime when we get that high water and it stays up for extended periods of time. It's just fantastic for the fishery.
It sure is. Well,
Somebody just got an email, I think.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. All right, Wayne, I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, have a good one.
Hey, well, let's talk to Mike Thompson about the northern part of Mobile Bay around what we call the Causeway area. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine, guys.
Well, how's the fishing, buddy?
Well, over the past couple of days, it's tapered off because of the tides. Earlier in the week, people were doing real good. Of course, the bass fishing's been real good early in the mornings in the creeks and along the river banks, especially if you can find a grassy shoreline that's just below the mouth of one of these creeks like Mud Oak Creek or Three Mile Creek. You know, the fish tend to hang at the mouth of those creeks. And a few brim being caught, not as many people targeting them because it's so dead blame hot, it's hard to sit there and watch that cork as it's so hot. You can't keep your mind right on it because you're sweating so much. But they are still catching a few specks along the causeway, not as many as a week or so ago. Again, with all this rain we're having daily, I mean, everybody knows about the deluges we're having. It's freshening the top of the bay up, but there's still a lot of saltwater fish up there, still a lot of redfish all along the interstate from Blakely River all the way over to Appalachie. Had a good report of some flounders caught on the Gulp Swimming Minnow, and these were caught around the pilings along the interstate there in one of your favorite spots, Alan, off the Blakely. And they're catching a few good white trout. And when it's calm enough, because, man, it gets so rough, these winds get up so high after around 10 o'clock in the morning. But if they ever calm down, they're doing real well at the Buddy Beiser Reef on speckled trout and white trout on live shrimp and grubs.
It sounds good. Yeah, I'm glad to see that the flounder are coming back up under the bridge there.
Yeah, they just started catching them a week or so ago. And, you know, they tapered off a little bit as the tides tapered off. But I look for when the tides pick back up for more of them to show. You know, it's like I said, the freshening of the water from all the rain, it's still, one of the shrimpers told me this morning that they saw dolphins up above the interstate bridge over on the Tensaw River. So that, you know, it's got to be salty then. And as far as the salt goes, that's helped, especially on the bottom, pretty good surge of crabs being caught. If people like to catch crabs, there's been a good little surge of crabs, and the size has improved, so that's good. And triple tail, Joe's favorite fish. Talked to an angler down at the Young Anglers Tournament. I was down there taking pictures, and this man and his wife had been doing real good on triple tail. Matter of fact, his wife caught a 25-pounder last week, and I asked him, I said, you know, I don't want to know where you caught your fish. I said, but are you catching your fish on the same poles and buoys that everybody's pounding? And he goes, no. He said, you know, today we're out there, we see 2 to 3 boats on every marker. He said, we're picking the out-of-the-way places, you know, crab float over here, a piling over here. And he said, and they're not in very deep water. He said the 25-pounder came from 6 foot of water.
Hmm. That's exciting. A fish that big, they like to get airborne, and when they do it in that shallow water, it's a sight to behold. You get me fired up. I think I'm leaving.
Well, he mentioned, and I might as well mention the man's name, Cecil Capps, and his wife, Linda. Their grandson came in with the second-place blackfish in the tournament, and I said, are you seeing these fish, Cecil, when you're, you know, going from post to post?
Mike.
He said, I have not seen one yet until it was hooked.
Thank you so much, Mike. Our next field reporter for your fishing forecast for your weekend is Captain Bobby Abrascado. How you doing, Bob?
Good morning, Big Al. I'm glad you got Baya back in there to do some work for a change.
Well, I don't know about work, but he's here.
Well, that's true, yeah. Yeah, that's true. At least he showed up.
Yeah, that's right. What's been going on, man?
Man, I'll tell you what, it's been phenomenal the last, well, probably since we talked last week, just had some phenomenal trips. We've, you know, really been lucky with the weather, you know, with the, except for the squalls, which are coming, you know, through a little bit later in the morning. But, man, we've just had some cloud cover like today. It's been the kind of the pattern for the last week and a half. We've had some light north and northwest winds and some cloud cover. And, man, the bite's been great. I've been staying mainly down in the Sound and, had some shallow fish earlier or towards the end of the week last week that are kind of starting to play out. I don't know if it's this weak tide we're going into or what, but I just moved offshore to some structure in the Sound, and I mean it's been on. And I got some I got a great blackfish report. We just went for this is my fourth trip in a row. As a matter of fact, as I'm standing here talking to you guys, we're fishing almost like a school of blackfish right now around a duck blind. And so this is four trips in a row that I've caught at least one blackfish. So those things are really showing up well. You know, of course, it's good timing, too, for everything to kind of be on because we got the big rodeo this weekend, man. Can you believe that?
Bobby, I thought we talked about this with the blackfish.
I ain't giving any coordinates away, JoJo. I can tell you that.
There's only so many duck blinds in the area.
That's exactly right. But anyway, the good news is I caught them at places other than duck blinds earlier this week, so that helps you.
When we're out there fishing for these triple tail, and that's going to be something there's going to be a lot of people going after this weekend.
Yep.
The key when you're fishing for those triple tails is to have a really good sized live shrimp. I mean, they'll hit, you know, a smaller live shrimp. Have you given it a shot with any of those voodoo shrimp that you love so much for speckled trout?
I haven't done it with the voodoos, but I have been caught before where I didn't have any shrimp on the boat, and I keep a tub of gulp crabs. I've caught them on gulp shrimp before, but one of the things that really works well with them if you don't have any live bait is the little gulp crabs, the little 2-inch peeler crabs.
Mm-hmm.
They really seem to bite those good, and the good thing about it is you can just kind of leave those on as you're going from spot to spot, you know, as opposed to a big live shrimp you have to either take off every time or you're going to kill them, you know. And so that thing's worked well. I'm with you, man. If I get a shot at one, I want to have a big old lobster-sized shrimp mm-hmm. on there because they just can't turn those down, no. You know. But that's what I've done. Kind of gotten in a bind before. And man, it's been good, though. My brother just texted me a picture of a 26-inch trout he caught a day too early, you know. That's probably a $3,000 or $4,000 fish if he catches it tomorrow, you know. So
yeah, a friend of mine, Michael Lightcap, you know the Lightcaps, he put a photo up on Facebook earlier this week of his, I believe it was nephew's first speckled trout, and it weighed 7.3 pounds.
There you go. Yeah, that's the way he goes. That's my luck.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, you know, the bad thing about it is it's all downhill from there for him. You know, he'll be catching 5-pounders. Why? Wonder why he ain't catching any big ones.
Mm-hmm.
High tide this weekend, just for all the rodeo fishermen. High tide is going to be early in the morning in Fort Morgan around 5:30 in the morning. It looks like a strong high tide, so we'll be fishing outgoing tides most all day Saturday.
Which is a great thing. We're in the nip right now, and it flips. Yesterday and today, I think it nips, but we flip, like you just said, to where we're going to where that we got that falling tide starting right at daylight. And, man, that's the magic tide right there. When you start, you got good full tides right at daybreak, man. Just starting to fall. That's my favorite ones to fish, you know. So I'm thinking there's going to be a couple big trout weighed in. What you guys think?
I think so. I'm looking forward to being down there. We'll be down there all weekend at the rodeo site and doing some things with the podcast. And be down there tonight judging the Liars contest. And I was talking with Crystal Hightower with the University of South Alabama at the Dolphin Island Sea Lab yesterday. And, of course, they're doing the live tagging there at the rodeo site, and they're going to have a big tank with all those fish. So it's going to be – I hope there's some big fish brought in. I love looking at those big old trout in that tank and just being able to, you know, get an eye on them in the water.
Yeah, but I think this is the third year that they've done that, and it's been really successful, man. You put your trout in the well. I know last year's winning trout got brought in alive and was tagged and released, you know, so that fish is still swimming around out there somewhere with a tag in it. But man, that's a way cool deal, and you know, I'm glad they started doing those kind of things, you know, to give people incentive to keep those fish alive, both trout and redfish, bring them in and tag them and keep them alive, you know, and hopefully have a shot at catching those again sometime. And you know, and on that subject too, you guys have probably already talked about it, but I'll say it anyway. This is such a great tournament, the way they're doing this, these guys and and women put in a lot of effort into this thing. It's a year-long deal, you know, for them getting that together, and the prizes are phenomenal, man. All you got to do is go catch a kind of almost a minimum length fish to get into a drawing for two boats. Mm-hmm. You can get, just by catching a 16-inch trout, you can get into a drawing for two boats. And, of course, the main thing is that the money goes to great causes. So, man, I really encourage everybody, even if you only can fish one day, to jump in that thing and get you a fish weighed in and hopefully win yourself a boat. I know I'm going to be trying for it.
And not only the prizes, all the science that the data they collect from this tournament is, a lot of people don't realize that. It's amazing. It sustains these scientists for the entire year. And you don't lose your fish. I mean, take your fish up there and let them pull the eardrum out of it, and you still take your fish back and can eat it and all that.
Right, right. Great deal, man. They do a wonderful job. So it's a great way to spend a few dollars and really help out a great cause.
All right, Bobby. I appreciate it, buddy. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah, y'all too, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right. Let's go to Miller's Ferry and see what's happening with Mr. Joe Dunn. How you doing, Joe?
Doing great, Alan.
How's the crappie doing, buddy?
They're still biting. It's still, you know, hot weather slowed down. Deep water fishing's basically what everybody's having to do now. The crappie's going to be along the river ledges. And then they're still up in some of the creeks and stuff. Main thing, you want to go up in creeks that have some type of current, that when they do pool water, those places that the crappie will stay up in, say like in, Pine Barren, you know, on back up in it a ways, up along the edges of the main creek channel, or either in Foster or Chilachi, Bogachita, those like that, or even Mill Creek. But any of your dead water sloughs, is, you know, say 8 foot and less water back in those flats up in there, you know, probably pretty much not going, you know, it's over with up in there right now. But they're going to be holding closer to that wood. And the big key this time of year, too, is you know, you need real good electronics. The electronics play such a major factor in being able to locate those fish right now. Even though you found you a good top, you think, but if you don't have a way to search out some of those tops, you know, you may be fishing and something's completely nothing in it. You got to go mm-hmm. find another top, and those electronics really, really pay on that.
Definitely not all tops are created equal.
That's true.
Joe, last week I was down in Orlando at ICAST, and I went by a lot of the different electronics manufacturers' booths. And, I mean, I'm blown away at the amount of technology that's out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the only problem is that it's the nut behind the wheel that's usually the limiting factor. So, you know, you can take the best electronics, but if you don't know how to use them, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good. How did you learn how to use your electronics effectively? Do you have any resources for that, or did you just trial and error?
Mostly, I mean, the main thing is just you don't do like most guys, go out there and use it, and then say, well, I'm going to go back now and read the instructions. You know, you need to really study up on the instructions. There's a lot of great YouTube stuff out there, too, from different people that are using the stuff. Go back and pick their brains, and that stuff goes a long ways between just trial and error. But like I said, you can find anything on YouTube, and there's a lot of different guys that's been doing it, you know, that really know how to use the stuff that can give you a step up quicker, and that's the best way to do it.
Definitely a learning curve to it, that's for sure. Joe, I appreciate your report, buddy.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All right. That's Joe Dunn up at Dunn Sports in Thomasville. Make sure you stop by when you're going through that way and say hello to old Joe. All right, folks, let's take a trip up to Lake Martin with my good friend Michael Walker. Captain Mike, how you doing, bud?
Doing good. How are you?
Well, the fishing is really heating up there at Lake Martin, I hear. So y'all are targeting stripers. So how are things going?
Really good right now. The bites really picked up after a tough last summer due to too much rain throughout the summer. The fish really getting tough to catch. This summer's kind of back to the normal, and we're catching a ton of fish right now. It's a lot of action. Definitely the most action you'll get out of any trip throughout the year.
Really? This is a great time to go to Lake Martin then and book a trip. Y'all are catching big numbers, right?
Yeah, it's not going to be your best size, especially when we're doing number strips. You're going to not catch as many of the bigger fish. But action wise, it's just going to be fast. Our trips will be done and off the water with our limits in hand pretty fast.
Pretty fast. And y'all are actually offering some kind of guarantee, right?
Yeah, we do a 10 fish or you don't pay during this time, just to kind of give people that have gone out before the comfort to know, hey, if you take a chance on us, we're willing to put our money where our mouth is and let you know that we're going to catch a lot of fish. You're going to have a great time, and it's a great time to come and get out on the lake.
Good deal. And besides the striper fishing, you do offer crappie fishing too. How are the crappie doing?
They're good. The bite's been consistent. I mean, we're catching about we're not getting a limit of three people every trip. We are catching, you know, 90 to 120 crappie on a trip, but we're also catching some unders during that trip right now. Mm-hmm. So limits have been a little tough. We've averaged more around 45 keepers per trip. And a lot of throwbacks.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that the crappie get bigger in size as closer to fall and winter?
I mean, it really depends on how you're fishing and where you're fishing. You know, the bigger crappie are generally beside, they're in groups together, so you can bounce around and generally end up finding some bigger size throughout the year.
I understand. Okay, well, great. I appreciate the report, Captain David. Tell everybody your phone number so that if they want to book that striper trip, they can call you.
Yeah, it's 205-362-8322, and that's Got You Hook Guide Service.
All right, Got You Hook Guide Service. Thank you very much, Captain Walker.
All right, have a good one.